Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Rourke. The Prime Minister says cybersecurity remains a priority for the government following another massive data breach. Electronic prescriptions provider MediSecure has confirmed almost half of Australia's population was impacted by the cyber attack in May. They say personal and health-related data of almost 13 million Australians was stolen. Anthony Albanese says the government is committed to protecting Australians.
Cybersecurity is a threat to individuals, to corporations, most importantly to their customers, but to us as a nation as well. That's why we've ramped up our funding of the Australian Signals Directorate. That's why we have a cybersecurity task force working with the business community on these issues.
An historic court case has begun today that will challenge the legal frustrations of Indigenous people in Australia. First Nations elder Uncle Robbie Thorpe is suing the Magistrates Court of Victoria and the Attorney General of Victoria. He says the Supreme Court action challenges the current status quo, where Aboriginal people are prevented from pursuing genocide cases in Australian courts. The Coalition has unveiled plans to bring back a construction sector regulator. The opposition will bring forward laws for the Australian Building and Construction Commission when Parliament sits again in August. The controversial body was originally established by a former coalition government and disbanded by Labor. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 it is time to bring the commission back.
We'll reintroduce that legislation for the building construction watchdog when we go back to Parliament in August. We hope the government can support it because they abolished it at the request of the CFMEU.
A woman has been arrested outside the Prime Minister's Sydney office. New South Wales police say she had been asked to leave by an employee and refused to comply with a move-on direction. The woman has posted a recording of the arrest on her Instagram page. She says she is a local constituent who had come to the office about a visa application for her family members in Gaza, which had been declined. A review has found Queensland children with gender dysphoria are not being rushed or coerced into receiving treatment. The independent inquiry has found there is no evidence that children or their families were hurried or coerced into receiving puberty blockers or gender-affirming hormones. But the review has also concluded the service is struggling with the number of kids receiving care and waiting to see a clinician. There are 547 children across the state receiving care, 40% from regional areas, while 490 are on wait lists. It has been revealed that Julian Assange's trip back to Australia cost more than $781,000. Documents tabled in the Senate show an additional $47,000 taxpayer dollars were spent on travel expenses for the two ambassadors, Kevin Rudd and Stephen Smith, to accompany Mr. Assange. A private organisation focused on freedom of communication, the German-based Wau Holland Foundation, has agreed to pay the bill. The WikiLeaks founder returned to Australia in June after appearing in a US court in Saipan to satisfy a plea agreement. Health authorities in Victoria have urged people to keep records of their sexual partners as the state deals with a growing Mpox outbreak. Victoria has recorded 76 cases over the past 3 months, compared with only 8 cases last year. Chief Health Officer Dr. Claire Looker says records will assist in contact tracing if that becomes necessary. Monash Health Professor Rhonda Stewart says people should also consider limiting their sexual partners.
The Mpox vaccine certainly decreases the risk of getting Mpox and really decreases the risk of severe symptoms. But we do know that people who are double vaccinated are still getting Mpox if they're in that risk group and having lots of contacts.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.